understand what is the ultimate goal of life. I'll make a simple point. Okay, you want to take up a job. What kind of job you want to take? You want to get the best job in the best company, biggest company, right? Now tell me, what can be a better option than taking up a job with the biggest personality? Right? You want to become a servant of Bill Gates. You want to become a servant of Mitsubishi. You want to become a servant of, say, Infosys or Tata or... So why not become a servant of Krishna? Right? Now you may say, well, Krishna won't pay me so much. Now, I was talking to who I was talking to today. Oh yeah, one devotee who came to see me. And I was asking him about, he was telling me how stressful his life is because of the struggle of earning money. And I asked him how much he spends and how much he earns. And it came out that whatever he's earning, he's spending. Right? I mean, whatever you earn, you spend just to maintain yourself. And working like a Dhanukasura. Now, and what is the benefit? Maybe you are benefiting something. You put some money in the bank. That's your savings. But then someday, God forbid, one has to die. So when he dies, then what happens to all the things that he has put in, all the money he put in the bank? What happens to that?
Government takes it.
Huh?
Government takes it away.
Oh yeah, okay. Anyway, but the thing is, that means when you die, then you don't have any asset, you're empty. But if you're serving Krishna, then you'll find that inconceivable wealth is waiting for you in that other world. So that is the benefit in serving Krishna. So in Krishna, serving Krishna, you may not get a lot of money. But who knows? Krishna may give you a lot of money. Who knows? But if you feel that, but even then, what is the loss? Because you are getting something that is priceless. And you don't have to work so hard. Like everyone tells me how stressful their job is. It's so stressful. And the other day I was reading an article that those who are working in computer software industry, their span of service is only very limited. Because they can't carry on for too long. Just glued into the screen, and it's so bad for the eyes, so bad for your physical condition.
Body structure as well.
Huh?
Body structure as well. The body. Where
right.
It's like this.
Exactly.
So the back.
So how long can it carry on?
Not only IT, Guru Maharaj, everything is based on computer.
And everything
now.
You do,
yeah.
Like...
Computer,
you
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Like, you know, working for others is always so bad. Like, and see how people are working hard just to earn some money. Look at the miners. Can you imagine though? Every day for 8 to 10 hours, they're, you know, 500-600 meters down the earth in total darkness. Those who are working in the factories, especially in steel plants and all, in that terrible heat, you know, day after day, months after months, you know, in the terrible heat. What a life. On the other hand, I don't know like how you all feel, but I tell you, I feel so relieved that I didn't have to get in, I didn't have to get into that life. I can't imagine myself in that life. Sometimes I feel that I'm enjoying an eternal holiday. And this is what Krishna consciousness is. Whatever you do, it's a holiday. And of course, as leaders, we have to see that everyone is comfortable. The boys going out in book distribution, and they like it so much that they don't like to come back to, they like to come back to a temple in Ujjain, but they don't want to stay there for too long. And if I tell them, stay back and do some this service or that service, they'll feel really bad because they like to go out and it's such fun, you know, every day going to different places, different situations, traveling around and distributing books and, you know, like, and that's the life of Krishna consciousness. Like whatever one does is so full of joy. Those who are doing the pujari service, they're enjoying that service. Even those who are cooking in the kitchen, they're enjoying that service. Come to Ujjain, like, you know, like you'll see. At least one thing I can say, that those devotees are happy. Those devotees are, and all the devotees, most of the devotees that are there, they're happy.